Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss various ways to invalidate the act of slaughter based on where it was done, by whom it was done, or what thoughts were had while it was done. Halacha Aleph. B'chol makom mutar l'shchot chutz min azar. In all places, it is permitted to slaughter an animal other than in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard. She'ein shochetin b'azar, ela kachim mizbeach b'avad. Because the only things we are allowed to slaughter in that place are items which have been sanctified for the purpose of use on the Mizbeach. Avla chulin, asr l'shachtan b'azara, bein behema, bein chaya, bein ov. However, mundane animals are forbidden to be slaughtered in the Azara, whether an animal which is domesticated, undomesticated, or a bird. V'chein omer b'bzara taiba, ki r'chach m'cha makom asher b'char Hashem v'gomer, z'vachtum v'karcha mitzon cha v'gomer, v'chal t'vishar recha. Halamarta she'ein shochtan b'azara taiba, el chutz l'makom asher b'char Hashem. In fact, the pasuk says, regarding meat which a person wishes to eat all on its own, without having sanctified it, that when the place has become distant for you, so there, outside of that place, you are allowed to slaughter your animals, your cattle, and you can eat them in your gates. That teaches us that we can slaughter this meat everywhere other than in the one place which Hashem chose, the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Beis. V'zeshen ishchat chot l'makom hu shemutr l'achlo b'chol sha'arim. It is specifically that which has been slaughtered outside of the Beis HaMikdash that is permitted to be eaten in all of our gates. If one, however, transgresses and slaughters a mundane animal in the Beis HaMikdash's Azara, in its courtyard, then that meat, though it remains ritually pure, is forbidden to benefit from, just as meat mixed with milk is, or the like. And we bury it, and its ash is forbidden to benefit from. Even had it been slaughtered for the purposes of medicine, or to feed to a non-Jew, or to feed to dogs, nonetheless, it is forbidden to benefit from. However, if an animal had not been properly ritually slaughtered, or it was slaughtered by a non-Jew, or it was slaughtered and then turned out to be a trefa, an animal which was fatally wounded beforehand, or it had been slaughtered but was an unkosher species of animal, and all of this was done in the Azara, all of these are still permitted to benefit from. Halacha Gimel. Lo behema b'chaya b'vad, ela kol achulin asur lachnis an lazar. Now the Rambam notes, it's not only regarding domesticated or undomesticated animals which are forbidden, but even anything which is mundane is forbidden to bring into the Azara. Afilu basar shchuta, operos upas, even already slaughtered meat, or fruit, or bread. Im avar v'echnisan, mutarn v'achila kishahayu. However, if one transgressed and brought them into the Azara, they are still permitted to be eaten as they had been beforehand. Udvarim elu kulan derei kavalahin. Now, regarding all of the above, the Rambam notes, these are things which we have as part of our Masorah, learned out from Pesukim. V'kola shochet chulin v'azara, ochel k'zayis m'sara chulin, sh'neshchatu v'azara, machmaso makasmaris. Anybody who slaughters a mundane animal in the Azara, or anybody who eats an olive-sized piece of meat from a mundane animal that had been slaughtered in the Azara, receives lashes on a rabbinic level. Halacha Dalet. Ha'omer behema zu shlamim uvlada chulin, im nishchata v'azara, vlada mutter b'achila, nevi she'enu yachal ishchot osel b'richok makam. If somebody had said, regarding an animal which is pregnant, that this animal should be a shlamim, a certain type of carbon, and its child should be mundane, if that animal ends up being slaughtered in the Azara, its unborn child is still permitted to be eaten because it's impossible to slaughter the mother outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Hei. Ein shochetin l'toch yam naharos, shema yomer obeid mayim huze v'nirek makar l'mayim. A person is not supposed to slaughter an animal inside of the water, in an ocean or in a river, because then somebody might suspect that this individual is worshipping the water and he's offering a carbon to it. In addition, a person is not supposed to slaughter into a vessel filled with water, because we are concerned that people might say that he's offering this animal to the image that he sees appearing in the water. And one should also not slaughter into a vessel or into a hole, because this is the way of those that worship idolatry. However, if one slaughtered in this fashion, then it still is a valid slaughter. One is allowed to slaughter into a vessel filled with water that is murky, dirty water, because there the form is not recognizable. Similarly, one is allowed to slaughter outside of a hole, and the blood ends up flowing down and into that hole. However, one is not supposed to do so in the marketplace so as not to act as if those who are non-Jewish do. And in fact, if one slaughtered into a hole out in the marketplace, it's forbidden to eat from this individual's slaughter until we investigate him, because maybe he's somebody who's a heretic. It is also permitted for one to slaughter on the wall of a boat, and then the blood ends up falling over to the side and into the water. And also, it's permitted to slaughter on the outer surface of a vessel. Now, what does the process of slaughter actually look like? First, the animal's neck is made to be extended, and then one pulls and draws back and forth, the ritual slaughter knife that he's using until the animal becomes slaughtered. This is whether the animal was just lying down, or even if it was standing up and one held onto the back of its neck, while you held your knife in his hand from below and slaughtered in that fashion. In all these cases, that is a valid slaughter. Halacha ches, not as a sakin bakotel, the heavier atzavar aleha ad shenishcha shchitaso ksher. If somebody stuck a knife in a wall and then took the animal's neck and pushed it back and forth by the knife until it was slaughtered, so that too is a valid slaughter. This is assuming the animal's neck was on the below side and the knife was on the upper side. If however it was otherwise, that the neck of the animal were on top and the knife were below, then we have to be concerned that maybe the animal had simply been pulled down by the weight of its body and had been cut straight without the drawing back and forth, and that is not considered a valid slaughter, as the Rambam will explain. Accordingly, if it was a bird, which is much lighter, so then it doesn't matter whether its neck was above or below the knife that had been stuck in the wall, and it's done in the proper fashion, so then the slaughter is valid. Halachates. If somebody had slaughtered and had drawn the knife forward but did not draw it back, or he drew it back but did not draw it forward, in other words, he just does one of these motions, so then that is a valid slaughter. If somebody drew it back and forth, until he cut all the way through and the head was chopped off, that is also a valid slaughter. Holich below hevi, o hevi below holich. If the person had only done one of these rotations, he had either pushed it forward or drawn it back, but not the other one, and in that process, he had actually chopped off the animal's head. So then it depends on the knife. If the knife was twice as long as the width of the neck of the animal, which was being slaughtered, so then that's a valid slaughter. But if not, it's an invalid slaughter. Shachat shnei rashim ke'echad shchitas ukshir. If somebody happened to have slaughtered two animals at once using a very long knife, so then that is also a valid slaughter. Lachiyud. Shnaim shachsu besakin. Afilu echad mitzad zeh v'sheni mitzad acher kenegda v'shachtu shchitas ukshir. If two people are holding a knife together, even if one person's on one side and another one's on the other side, and again they slaughtered it together, that is a valid slaughter. Similarly, if you have two people each holding their own respective knives that slaughter at the same moment, at the same time, in two different places on the neck, that can also be a valid slaughter. And even if one of them had slaughtered most of the trachea and the other one had slaughtered most of the esophagus, then that is still going to be a valid slaughter, even though it wasn't even done all in one place. Similarly, if one slaughtered in the form of a reed or in the form of a comb. What the Rambam means by this is he cut in a slant, or he had cut it in several places on the different signs. So then that counts as a valid slaughter. Halach Yud Aleph. Ein shlitas achulin sricha kavana. In order to slaughter a mundane animal, there's no need to have particular intention to do so. In fact, even if he slaughtered while he was busy with something else, or in a joking fashion, or he had thrown the knife to stick in a wall, and lo and behold, he happened to properly slaughter an animal, as long as it was done in the proper place and in the proper way, then that is going to be a valid slaughter. Halacha Yud Beis. Lefikach, cheret, o shota, o katan, o shikr, shenis babel adaito, umi she'achzato ruach ra, sheshachtu, v'achirim rono sam she'ashchita ketikna, harizuk shir. Accordingly, if somebody who's a deaf mute, or a child, or somebody who is not mentally competent, or somebody who is drunk to the point where he is not in control of his senses, or somebody who is overtaken by some disease where he has mental illness, and he slaughters in a proper fashion, as long as there's others who are observing to ensure that the slaughter was done in a proper fashion, then that is a valid slaughter. Aval sakin shenafla v'shachata, aval pi shachta k'darka, hari zu psula, shenemar v'zavachta, ashi hazoveach adam, v'aval pi she'inu miskavin l'shchita. However, if a knife just falls and happens to, lo and behold, slaughter in the proper fashion, in that case, it is going to be invalid, because the pasuk says, and you shall slaughter, which means it must be slaughtered by a human being, and that's even true, though, if he doesn't intend for the act of slaughter. Halacha Yud Gimel. Gagel shel Evan, o shel Eitz, shahaya hasakin kvua bo, v'sibi adam es hagagel, v'sam tzavar ha'ov o behema kenegdo, ad sh'nishchap esvivas hagagel, harei zeh kshira. If there is a stone or a wooden wheel which has a knife stuck into it, and a person turns the wheel, and at the same time is placing the neck of a bird or an animal opposite where that blade is, and thereby slaughters the animal by turning the wheel, that counts as a valid slaughter. If, however, it's a water wheel, there is water which is causing the wheel to turn, and the human has simply placed the neck of the animal opposite the blade at the time when it's turning and causes it to be slaughtered, that is an invalid slaughter. It hasn't been done by the human. If, however, a person had unleashed the water to the point where they flowed down and caused the wheel to spin, and then in that process it slaughtered the animal, that does count as a valid slaughter, because it came from the force of a human. But matter more, when is that true? With the first turn of the wheel, which comes directly from the human's force. The second, or any later spin, that does not come from the force of the human any longer. That comes from the water in its own flowing, and therefore is invalid. Lach yudalad. Hashochi l'shem harim, l'shem gvos, l'shem yam, l'shem naharos, l'shem midbaros, aval pishalon is kavin l'avdan, el l'rfua ukiyotzi ba medivar hafai, sh'omer obri yukavim, harish chizuzo psula. If one slaughters for the sake of the mountains, for the sake of the hills, for the sake of the seas, for the sake of the rivers, for the sake of the wilderness, even though he didn't intend to worship them in this process, rather he just thought this was some sort of way of achieving some medicinal purpose or the like amongst the silly, foolish things that idolaters say, in that case, his slaughter is invalid. Al imshach l'shem mazal hayam, o mazal har, o l'kachavim, o mazalos, o kiyot ben, harizu asur bahana, k'chol tekrovas, avod l'kachavim. However, if he had slaughtered for the sake of the constellation of the sea or the constellation of the mountain or for stars or constellations or the like, in that case, it becomes forbidden to even benefit from, just like anything which had been offered to idolatry. Halacha Tezvav. Hashokin es behema lizrok dama la'avodus chavim, o la'hakter chava la'avodus chavim, harizu asura. If one slaughters an animal with the intent to sprinkle its blood, to throw its blood for the purpose of idolatry, or to offer its fat for the purpose of idolatry, in that case, it is forbidden. Shalom meidin me'achshava b'chutz b'chulin, me'achshava z'akach m'pnim. Because we learn regarding thoughts that are had regarding mundane animals outside of the Beis HaMikdash from thoughts that are regarding a sanctified animal inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shemach Shavah Kazu Pusalas Behen, because a thought like this makes them invalid, Kimoshi Yisbar Behelchus Pusulei Mokshash, as the Rambam will explain elsewhere in Mishnah Torah. Halacha Tez Zayin. Shachta v'achar kach chashav lizrok dam ala avodus chavim, o lahaktir chel ba ala avodus chavim, harizu asur misafik. If one had slaughtered an animal and then afterwards intended to sprinkle its blood for the purpose of idolatry, or to burn its fat for the purpose of idolatry, in that case, it is forbidden out of doubt, because perhaps that end point has revealed what he was thinking all along, and with this same intent, he had slaughtered the animal. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hashochi l'shem kachem shemes davdim v'nidarim k'mosan shchitaso psula shezek shochi kachem b'chutz. If one slaughters for the purpose of a sanctified animal, which you have animals that are donated in a similar fashion, then that slaughter is also invalid, because this is as if he has slaughtered a sanctified animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which also makes it forbidden. Shachat l'shem kachem she'enan ban min eder nedava shchitaso k'shera. If one slaughters for the purpose of an animal which was sanctified, but that did not come through the power of a neder and a dava, certain types of vows that we had just been alluding to, which sanctify the animal for the purpose of slaughter to go on the mizbeach, shchitaso k'shera. In that case, the slaughter is valid. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hashochi l'shem kachim shemizdavdim v'nidarim k'mosan shchitaso psula shezek shochi kachim b'chutz. If one slaughters for the purpose of a sanctified animal, which one can voluntarily donate as a sanctified animal to be offered on the mizbeach, so in that circumstance, when one intends for one of those types of karbanos, then his slaughter is invalid, because this is as if he has slaughtered a sanctified animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shach l'shem kachim she'inan ban b'neder n'dava shchitaso k'shera. If, however, he slaughtered for the purpose of a sanctified animal which cannot be brought as a voluntary offering, so then his slaughter is still valid. Halach yudches, ketza. The Rambam will now illustrate more clearly what he means. Hashochi l'shem ola, l'shem shlamim, l'shem toda, l'shem pesach, shchitaso psula. If one slaughters for the purpose of any of these type of offerings, which a person is able to volunteer, an ola, a shlamim, a toda, or korban pesach, so then that slaughter of this unsanctified, mundane animal, but with this intent, is invalid. Holva pesach mafresh oso b'chol shana b'chol eis shiyirtza harehu doma l'davar hanidor v'anidav. Even by a pesach, which one might have thought you can't quite donate at any point you want, but since you can always dedicate it and then separate it and put it on the side all year long for the purpose of use on Erev Pesach, so then it's comparable to something which is able to be volunteered. On the other hand, Shach l'shem chatos, l'shem ashram vadai, l'shem ashram taloi, l'shem bechor, l'shem meiser, l'shem truma, shchitaso k'shera. If, when I had slaughtered for intending towards a different sort of carbon, one you cannot volunteer, a karban chatas, an ashram vadai, an ashram taloi, a bechor, meiser, truma, so in that circumstance, his slaughter is valid. Halacha yotes. Hayim mechuyav chatas, v'shachat v'amar l'chatasi, shchitaso psula. If one was obligated to bring a karban chatas, and then slaughter this mundane animal and said, for the sake of my karban chatas, then in that case, his slaughter is invalid. Hailo karban mesoch beso, v'shachav amr l'shem tmuras zivchi, shchitaso psula, shrei hemer ba. If one had a karban in his home, and one slaughtered a mundane animal, and said that this mundane animal should be for the sake of switching its sanctity from the animal which he has back at home's sanctity onto this animal, in that case, his slaughter is invalid, because in that process, he has caused the process of tamura to take effect, to take sanctity from one animal and try to transfer to another, which is forbidden and indeed works. Both of them now have sanctity. It spreads the sanctity from the first one to the second one, since in this case, that's what he's done. He has made the animal invalid. Halacha chaf. Ha'isha sheshachta l'shem olas yoledes, v'amra zulo olasi, shchitaso k'shera. If a woman slaughters for the sake of an ola, a certain type of offering, which is brought by a woman who had given birth, in that circumstance, her slaughter is still valid. She'ein olas yoledes ba b'ned r'dava. Because this sort of offering of a woman who had given birth cannot be just willfully dedicated. It's not brought on a voluntary basis. Ha'ein yoledes sh'nischai v'obola. And this woman is not a woman who had given birth, who thereby would be obligated to bring such an ola. Ve'ein chosh sh'nla sh'mahid pila. And we also don't have to be concerned that maybe she had miscarried and therefore is obligated to bring it. Shekom apeles kol yeshla. Because anybody who miscarries, generally there are rumors about her, there's knowledge, it will become known if that had happened. Avla shokhi l'shem olas nazir. Avla pi she'inu nazir, shchitaso psula. Shekhar nazir es neder min adar. However, if one slaughtered for the sake of the karban ola of a nazir, somebody who had taken upon himself a vow to act as a Nazirite, so then that is going to be an invalid slaughter, even though he himself might not be a Nazir, because fundamentally the concept of being a Nazir is just like any other vow one might take. Halacha chaf aleph. Shnayim ochsim v'sakin v'shochetin. If two people are holding onto a knife and slaughter, echam is kavin l'shem davar she'ashochei lo, shechitaso asura, v'asheni lo haiso lo kavan haklal, v'afilin is kavin l'shem davar ha'mutar, is kavin lo harei zu psula. In that circumstance, if one of them is having intent to slaughter in a way which would invalidate his slaughter, and the other one didn't have any intent at all, or was intending for something which is permitted, nonetheless, is going to be invalid. Similarly, if they slaughter one after the other one, and one of them intended for something which will invalidate the slaughter, it's invalidated. But when is that true? This is if they had joint ownership over it. If they did not have joint ownership over it, then it will not be made forbidden. Because a person who is Jewish does not have the ability to cause something which doesn't belong to him to become forbidden, acting in that case just to try to pain his friend. Halach Rav Beis, the final halach on the parak. Yisrael shachat la'obi kuchavim, av al pi sha'obi kuchavim miskavim chol ma shiyirtza, shlitaso kshira. If a Jew slaughters on behalf of a non-Jew, even though the non-Jew might be thinking whatever he's thinking, nonetheless, it is a valid slaughter. She'ein choshin el machsheves hazoveach, el machsheves bal peima. Because we are only concerned with the thought of the one actually doing the slaughter, not with regard to the thoughts of the one who owns the animal. The fika obekuchav shachal Yisrael afilu hayakatan shchitaso nevela kmo sheisbar. Therefore, if a non-Jew slaughters on behalf of a Jew, i.e., it's a Jewish-owned animal, even if this non-Jew is a mere child, nonetheless his slaughter is invalid, as the Rambam will explain. Have a wonderful day.